Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! Another Monday. The first Monday in April. Holy shit, where did it go? It went by fast. Went by super duper fast. I'm sitting in a truck stop in just outside of Jacksonville, Florida. Sitting here getting ready to do the broadcast. Had to stop in. And we're traveling. Going down to St. Augustine today. See some of my West Coast family that are out here vacationing. Going to go swim with the fishies tomorrow. Well, actually the dolphins, but we're going to do that tomorrow. And today we're doing radio and going to the first settlement and doing some walking around. And then Thursday, recording a special for Sirius XM with the World Series of Comedy at the Punchline in Atlanta. And then do some work in Corolla, North Carolina on the way home. So busy week. Busy week ahead. Lots of stuff. Lots of stuff to do. Sitting here testing out the new setup in Vanna. We are in Florida. Got the windows cracked. Got the vent rolling. Comfortable. You got to love it. Solar's the answer, but not the way they're trying to do solar. You know, let's put 60 acres of solar, and then when one big storm comes through, it's all gone. No, you should. Solar, see, this is why they don't want it on your house. They don't want you to understand that you don't need them. Because if you were a smart man, and they don't want people off the grid, because there's no money to be made if they can't tax you for the energy you use. Don't you get that? There's no money to be made. If you're independent and you get your water from the rain, which they've made illegal, and you get your power from the sun, which they're making illegal, because in Colorado, you can't be disconnected from the grid, because, see, they need you connected to the grid so that they can tax you and make money. That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line of why. And then, see, we do everything based on how things used to be. Nobody can think outside of the box. Like, they make everything in a solar house come to one point when it'd be much easier to make multiple points in the house. And instead of running the wire all the way down to the panel to run it all the way back to the room, you could put your panels on the room, run them into the room, put a battery there, and then all your lights come from that room so you don't have all that wire going down to a main panel. But we're stuck in our old ways is what we are. We are stuck in our old ways. And that's a fact. But nobody wants to talk that because we're trapped in a box, and that box is we do it the old way. And got the solar eclipse coming up next week, Monday, I believe. Let me check and look at the calendar. I think April 8th is Monday. It certainly is. So we'll be doing a show during the eclipse. So when the world ends, we'll be there to scream with you. Yes, sir. We'll all go together in one big happy family. But it's really funny. That whole solar eclipse has got so many, like the fact that the first eclipse 7 years ago went over towns named Salem, and now this one's gone over in Nineveh, and I think the town, there's a Rapture, Illinois or some shit like that. So who knows? I've been through at least 10 end of the world things in my years on Earth. So for whatever it's worth. But got a good show today. Don't know what it's about. Because, see, Herman and I figured that out once we start talking. We start talking, and then whatever we talk about is the show. So going to be a fun day. Got a lot of travel still left today, a lot of things left to do today. Sitting here in this pilot truck stop. and got myself a nice little spot in the shade, got the fans running. It's really amazing how cool you can keep the inside of this van with just that one big fan blowing back there and a couple cracks in the windows. It makes it, it's very livable. And it's funny because 75 in the winter in your house seems cold, but 75 in the summer in a van seems warm. Don't understand that one. Because in the house, you're trying to, you're at 72, 73 degrees going, it's chilly, turn it up. And now you're in the sun and it's hot, turn it down. Who knows? Who knows? But anyhow, go by the website. I'll be putting up the taping for the World Series of Comedy. When you go to their website, the tickets are more expensive, but if you use the code GIVE and my name, you'll get a discounted ticket. So if you want to go to the show in Atlanta, if you're listening and you want to go to the show in Atlanta, we'll be at the Punchline Thursday night. It'll be an 8 o'clock show. You can get your tickets in advance to the Punchline and use the code GIVE to get a discount on your ticket. Come see it. It's going to be a taping for the World Series. I know the people that are going to be on the show are awesome. So it will be a fun night. I can guarantee you that much. You will definitely enjoy yourself. I can promise you that. So I'm in a van and somebody's trapped in the back, I think. My girl Allie's back there. Got a big king bed in this thing. She's a monster. She doesn't get the gas mileage Casper got, but I got extra room, and so I'll deal with it is what I will do. Cold coffee from my Ice Co. refrigerator. Anyhow, if you listen to the show regularly, you know I'm just giving you an idea of what's up and where we're at and what's going on. And I'm in the process of, I'll be getting Herman on the phone during the first break. And then we will get this thing kicked off. We're definitely going to be tight on time because I've got to get to St. Augustine after the show. So we're going to do as we normally do, which is shameless self-promotion. Jake is out doing the Lone Jester, which is part of the Jokers and Jesters comedy tour. He is all over Louisiana and Florida and all those places. So check out the jokersandjester.com site. Give you the update on where the tour is at. And we're going to play these words and be right back with Herman. Hang tight. That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what you
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with a student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A A patchwork of flawed, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalk ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Drunk, all part of the game.
In the scene for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
And we're back. We've got Herman. Sorry the commercials went a little long. I had some stuff to do and what have you not. Say hi, Herman.
What's happening, y'all? What's going on, man?
Hey, another day, man, another day. Hey, you know what's funny? I want to start with this. You know how we, folks, it was really funny because I was just doing the intro. And I said, I have no idea what the show is going to be about today. Because
mm-hmm.
It's going to be wherever we end up talking is what the show is going to be. But
yeah.
Did you hear that recording that has now surfaced of allegedly P. Diddy, and I'm not sure the other artist having sex. Did you hear that one?
Oh, yeah, that's Meek Mills and P. Diddy with the very punishing, destructive-sounding prison tone of two males coming together. Yeah. Yeah. Very disturbing.
Yeah, to say the least. Oh, my God, man. I'm glad I wasn't eating breakfast when I heard that.
But that's what it sounds like with two gangsters make love. Uh-huh. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Give it to me. Smack, smack, smack.
I'm like, what in the world? You know, when you got when you got porn from two men, it's a sad story.
Yeah. Of course, you're homophobic. I ain't homophobic. It just ain't my cup of tea.
No.
You can do it. You can do it. Go ahead. Do it. But don't expect me to think it sounds anything good because it don't.
No, I don't like, no. I can't imagine.
Nah. It's like ketchup with a steak.
And you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait, you know, there's more stuff coming.
Oh, yeah, the revelations are every day now.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
And it's just wilder and wilder. And the funny thing is, and I want people to understand this, almost every single thing I've heard come out recently, Herman said to me at least 4 years ago. So I want y'all to hear what I just said to you. Because I know some people, Herman's off on this. No, Herman's speaking truth, and it sounds crazy because it's completely against everything you've been told. 100% against what you've been told. Those artists made it because they're good. Those artists made it because they have talent, not because they took it in the booty hole.
Yeah. What's that guy's name? He's a famous comedian. I think he's was his name Kegel? I want to make sure I get his name right. I'm trying to look him up. He's a famous comedian, and he's like, he's really a white guy. He's good, and he just came out of the blue. You know, I guess people might have known him from somewhere. He just came out of the blue. But now they're talking like with comedians going in the back room, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, years ago. Now, we're talking, this would have been 1992-ish, somewhere in that area. I was doing comedy. and a local comedian from Richmond won Star Search, or yeah, Star Search was the thing. Ed McMahon was the game, and he won that. And then the scuttlebutt amongst the comics was he went out to L.A. and they basically told him, you know, give this guy a Hummer and your career's on the way. And he did it and then turned gay, and then he was supposedly hanging around in all the gay spots, and then his career didn't take off the way he wanted, and he disappeared. And it's really funny because I heard that story and everybody's like, I don't know this is true. I don't know if this is true. I don't know. You know, the old, I'm not 100% sure, I'm just saying type thing. And then it turns out all this stuff comes along, which makes me believe that everything they said was true.
Man, I can't think of this comedian's name. Man, it's a white guy, man. He's very popular right now, everywhere, man. And they
Matt Rife?
Is that Matt Rife? Is he like a handsome white dude?
Yep. Yeah. He does crowd work.
He does crowd work. Yeah, Matt Rife. Oh, yeah. There was a guy that came on and said he and Mike Rife, they were talking about all the YouTubers and how, you know, they can make it and what would take with the contract. And he said they told him that, you know, at the end, it was him and Mike Rife. They told him, you know, he had to basically suck some cock to get it done, you know, some suck both of them off. And he was like, you know, he wasn't interested. He looked back and Matt was throwing down on both of them.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Allegedly. You know,
dude.
That's what they say.
Hey, it's all alleged until everybody's talking about it.
I told people a long time ago, man, listen, if you want to make it on the high level, you got to eventually be able to do what you need to do to get there, and that's something sexual. You know, everything's a sexual exploitation now. Yesterday was Easter, right?
Yep.
Everybody's celebrating Estar, which is the god of fertility. When we talk about it, everybody say, why does it represent a bunny? Because they put the bunny out there in representation because people want to screw like rabbits.
Yeah.
Dropping eggs everywhere. They screw like rabbits. And that's the purpose of Easter. Easter used to be where at church the females would only wear their bonnets and men would come and choose a woman. That's prostitution.
You can't speak any of this.
And this was celebratory in the church, and this is what Easter represented, but then all of a sudden the Christian faith came along and changed it into Jesus. No, man. The Esther is about – Sunday is about is sexual. So everybody should be screwing yesterday because it was Esther. Everybody, no matter what you did for Jesus and whatever you did, you want some penis and you want your vagina swole up because that's what Esther's for.
Unreal, man.
And everybody's celebrating with suits and ties and talking about Jesus. No, that's man, our problem in this country is not knowing the Lord. We know that. Our problem in the country, we love to screw.
Yep.
We love to screw. In this country, we love to screw. And everything that we do to stop and control ourselves is to keep us from screwing. And screwing has screwed us up to a point where we didn't got bored and that men want to be women and women want to be... We ain't run out of stuff to do screwing.
That's right. Well, if you follow the arc of every great society, this is the end point.
Yes.
Every great society ends up like this. Look at the Roman bathhouses. Look at the Roman orgies. Look at all that. Everything ends up that way.
And you end up, when you get tired of the vaginal canal, then you put it in her butt. When you get tired of putting it in her butt, you find some other butt to put it in. That's it. It's penis placement. We have a bunch of irregular penis placement, and we're losing our mind. And women are jealous and saying, I'm sick of you and all this irregular penis placement. I want a penis, too. And then the opposite end is men know that women get away with murder and can get away with stuff, and since we can't get away with stuff, well, hey, I'll become a girl.
Yeah.
So yeah. I can have non-accountability. So the men are becoming women to have non-accountability, and the women are coming to men become damn fools.
Yeah.
It's crazy. See,
I know this is going to sound stupid, but I was kicking this around with Allie the other day. I was joking about it, but at the same time, I'm kind of serious about it. If you want to know where all this I identify shit started? It started with women dyeing their hair.
Oh. Okay.
So think about it. Think about it. Okay. I'm a blonde.
I'm a brunette.
I can see your roots, bitch. No, I'm a blonde.
Yeah, that's where that deliriousness came from.
I identify as blonde. And then you have to accept it. And they even list their hair color as blonde on their license.
And then you know what came to follow that? Are those really your eyes? Yes, these are my eyes. No, they're not your eyes.
Are those really your tits?
That's what came next. Are those really your tits? Yes, they're
my
tits.
I identify as a 36 double D.
Yeah, I identify. I'm really a C cup, but I identify as a 36 double D.
I identify as big titties.
Yes. I'm from the itty bitty titty committee, but I identify as a big titty.
See, when we were younger, you actually had to have them. Remember?
Yeah.
Adrian Barbeau and all those. You know,
yeah.
you had to have something nature gave you, and that wasn't fair. And so the doctors came along and gave you what nature couldn't give you.
Well, the oldest, best titties I ever knew was Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
She had the oldest, she still got a nice set of titties, and she's like, well, 106?
Come here, give Grandma a hug.
Come on over here, Grandma.
You wouldn't motorboat those. You'd tugboat those.
Grandma got nipples like thumbs. You know what I'm saying? She's beautiful. Two thumbs up. Thank you.
Nipples the size of Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, man!
Florida, brother.
You know what, though? It's one of these things. You know, disaster's coming, but the real trick is to keep your head up. That's the real trick. Because if you can stay level when the world's going to shit, you will be in a better place.
Yeah, because you've had this happen. You had the Great Depression.
Yep.
You had Panama. You had Vietnam. You had Desert Storm. You've had many crises within this country. And we survived each and every one of these countries. People don't realize that one thing about this, the world is going to keep on doing what it does, and we're going to change on the surface. But the world keeps going.
Exactly. Exactly. And see, that's what's funny, because I sat here and I said last show, you know, I've lived through so many disasters that were supposed to be the end of the world.
Yeah.
And when you look back at each one of those disasters, it was a whole lot of buildup for a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
But there was one thing that happened in every one of those crises. Remember the hole in the ozone, the coming of the new ice age, the 1999 to 2000 computer crash, the end of gasoline shortages, the great banking crisis.
Yeah.
Through all of those, our lives were very little affected, yet rich people and control. Rich people got extremely rich, and control ratcheted up a bunch, and it never unratcheted, even though the crisis passed and didn't happen.
You know, AIDS is only bad if you have it.
Right.
I'm just being real.
Well, it's like this one girl was talking about, I've had these sexual diseases and I don't know, blah, blah, blah. She goes, I can't stop it. Yeah, you can. Fuck the stranger.
Keep your drawers on.
That's right. Keep your legs closed until you're in a relationship with somebody.
And this is not trying to get off of it. Look, I was talking to a lady, you know, recently. I said, men go through things also. You know, she said, well, men need to pull up by their bootstraps and get things done. They don't need help. And I'm listening to her saying, I said, wow, I'm thinking how evil women are when it comes to, some women are, not all, when it comes to being able to hear what a male is going through. But a male, when it comes to a female, is, it never stops what her needs are.
No.
It never stops. Between and her and, you know, and the letter and the alphabet people, they run everything.
And it's the differences, though. See, that's what they don't want to admit. It. It's obvious that there's a difference. There's obvious that things are different in the way we think and the way we achieve. Like I said, that baby study I brought up where they put a barrier between the mom and the baby, and the boy babies climbed over it, knocked it down, went around it, did things. The women just stopped and cried.
Yeah.
There's a definite difference in our personalities. It's obvious, but see, if you say it's different, then there's, you're saying it's worse. I'm not saying it's worse. I'm saying there's a difference, and it was designed to complement each other, because if you look at the differences, when you put them together, there's no differences. You become one super-rounded group, and you can accomplish a lot. That's why our parents accomplished so much. That's why our upbringing was so well, because we weren't battling roles back then. People
no.
did their roles.
The mother knew what she was doing, and the father knew what she was doing.
Yeah,
and
nobody.
And the mother only did what the father did if she was forced into those circumstances.
Right. That's where the old phrase, wait till your father gets home, came from.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because the mom is the nurturing and love, and the dad is the strictness and correction.
Very rarely did you come home and the wood was already chopped. But you come home and there was no wood. She say, honey, we need some wood.
Yep.
So if we were, if people want to think about from an equal standpoint, you would never have to ask your wife to cut any wood because, hey, you would automatically think about cutting wood.
That's right.
It wouldn't be a second nature for her. It would be one of her first mind thoughts. But until she's put in a position where it has to be forced as first nature because the male is not there, then she proceeds. But she'll always say, I wish I had a man to help me.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly. hard. A man's life is hard. And ladies have to respect that a man's life is hard because, like we'll say again, women want to fight for things that are comfortable for them to be equally in. They do
yeah.
not. Fight for things of non-comfort and non-convenience. There's no
I have yet to see the yeah. protests outside the construction site where women want to be doing the construction jobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put me out in the sun when it's 100 degrees on a roof and let me lay that stuff. You stay home and stay in the air conditioning and deal with the kids.
Yeah. Anything that makes a woman's armpits and cootie catch growl, they don't want to do it. Because you're not going to be smelling prissy up on that roof. You're not going to be smelling prissy out there in the shipyard. You're going to be smelling like us.
Yeah.
Okay? That stuff where you where he comes home and you go, oh, my God, just leave your clothes outside. That will be you, honey.
Yeah.
If you want to fight to be a part of everything we do, that's what they'll be a part of.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the equality yeah. they don't want. They want the equality that's good, but they don't want the equality that's bad. They don't want to be down in the sewer digging that shit.
And the way ladies do things, when you start talking about labor forces, in certain jobs, women are not there for a reason because we think differently. Do many people would lose their arms and limbs not paying attention if it's a position where you have to really pay attention because women pay attention differently?
Yeah.
They just do. I'm not saying anything bad, but it's the truth.
Well, see, that's the thing. We've got to the point where differences are bad.
No.
Think about it. We have gotten to the point in life where differences are bad. Any difference is bad.
Yeah. Any difference is bad. It's a taboo now to be different. Why?
Yes. We've all got to be one unit that's exactly the same, the exact everything, exact. All your rights, equality, pay, everything. Don't matter how much work you put in. It's we want equality of outcome, not equality of, you know, output.
And people don't understand that mass production came from the thought of photosynthesis. Think about that. Mass production originated from a thought of photosynthesis because it all came from George Washington Carver. He received his instruction of mass production from the plant the way plants generate.
Yes.
That's what gave us the functional idea of mass production is the natural order of life's production. So turn that into manufacturing, and that's what it is. It's just plant production. Plant production. That's what he called it, a plant.
And it's so funny how many inventions he made and he was not college educated. Isn't that something? From his own observations and his mind questioning, not with an instructor standing up there going, you will learn this. Because I read an article and it was talking about how science has gone off track because the new science, the ones that are all, you know, lettered and degreed from places, only accept peer-reviewed documents. Well, peer-reviewed document only means that somebody agreed with what it was said. So if it's not peer-reviewed and everybody didn't agree on it, then it's not real, even though most of the new things that come about are not peer-reviewed because they're new things and nobody wants to accept new things. So that's why science has been shut down.
This is the crazy thing. There is no such thing as a new thing, only things to which we have not discovered yet. There's
true.
No such thing as a new thing. There's things we just have not discovered yet.
That's it.
Mankind tries to take a God complex and be responsible for things they just stumbled upon. You didn't discover nothing. I mean, you didn't make nothing. You discovered something, and when you make something, it's from something you discovered. You didn't make one thing on this earth. This earth came equipped with everything you need.
Yes, everything you need.
Yes, if there's anything you create it from within a system of this already been created, period.
That's right. But we want to act like we're the first.
Yeah. Man cannot land on a moon that's not landable.
Like I said, these people would rather believe that an aluminum foil craft was sent up by their government and landed on the moon, and nobody wants to look at all the holes in the story, and they are mountainous and voluminous. And the mere fact that they say we lost all the tapes, not just one, not just the one with the information on it, we lost every single tape. And now, because we lost that, even with the computers we have now, we don't have the technology to do it again.
Because, number one, if you want to tell me about a spaceship, it's shaped like a bag of Jiffy Pop popcorn. Okay? Because at the same time that the ship was supposed to be landing, we automatically came up with Jiffy Pop. So guess what? It's going to keep you in the mind of that spaceship no matter what you do.
And even though the gravity on the moon was less, so when they jumped and kicked up the dust everywhere, and the moon was covered in a fine powdered dust, when the ship blasted off, there was no dust cloud.
First of all, ain't nobody ever been in the moon to be able to describe what it is. No one's been there. So everything that you tell me about the dust cloud, everything is live after that. There's no fact of anybody ever going and landing on the moon. That is all a part of Welcome to the Truman Show.
Oh, it is. Because let me tell you something. If an individual said they went to the moon, and then somebody said to them, let me see your data, and you went, I lost it. You think they would believe you?
No.
No. Yeah, but because the government, the almighty, the good government that hasn't put LSD in water to test it on people, and they have. The good government that gave men, black men in Mississippi, syphilis and told them they didn't have syphilis. That's right. The good government that was planning to bomb Miami so we could attack Cuba. You know, that good government that would never lie to – the good government that lied for how many years about marijuana and incarcerated people, destroyed their families, destroyed their lives for smoking a plant that grew on this earth. That good government would never do you wrong.
No way.
No way. They're too good.
Man, that's an establishment that would never do anything wrong. You're speaking, how dare you speak? You know what? That's treason.
Yeah. Well, did you see the video of that woman had the three FBI agents come to her house for a Facebook post?
No, get out of here.
No, she did. She made a Facebook post. They showed up to confront her about her words.
Who showed up?
The FBI. And the agents were rude. They were evasive. And she basically told them to get the fuck off her property. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
See, once you allow them to start determining what's allowable speech, you ain't no slippery slope. You're on the side of Mount Everest flying down it. You surpassed the slippery slope.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous.
And while we're talking about that, let's move over to the ship that hit the bridge now. Now, there's been three bridges knocked down this past week.
Oh, yeah, I told you, three whole bridges.
But now add this, 2 minutes of the black box, the last 2 minutes before it hit the bridge, are missing.
Oh, yeah? You can't have
that something. That doesn't sound suspicious.
You can't have something that's explainable be explained. You got to make it unexplainable.
That's right. So how do you have all of the communication, all of it, right up until 2 minutes before it hits?
Easily. Just like you got all this information that's coming out of all these people now, and nobody ever said nothing, but now you got tapes and tapes and all kinds of stuff coming out on them all at one time. It's the same
thing. Right. Everybody vehemently denied it. Remember? Harvey Weinstein, the whole group. We ain't doing that. That didn't happen. We ain't doing that. And then one person has enough nuts to step up, and then everybody steps up.
Yeah, and Oprah's got a picture kissing everybody. Hi, Harvey. Hi, Bill. Hi, Will Smith. Anybody that's out there, she's with us.
Well, so isn't LeBron. He was ain't no party like a P. Diddy party.
Because a P. Diddy party don't stop. What?
What? Boy,
yeah.
It sure looks different when you look at it from this light, don't it?
It does.
It looks so different when you see it in the sunshine.
And ain't nothing like when they always say, The Rock said, if you don't like it, you can stick it straight up your candy ass. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Mm-hmm.
See? That's all gay, man.
Yeah, it's all there. It's out in the open for everybody to see. But nobody wants to see it because that would have to mean that they have been lied to, they have been taken for a ride, they've been all of those things.
Every week somebody tells you differently that Michelle's a man in some kind of way.
Yeah.
Every week somebody's got something. Now, why do so many people think Michelle Obama's a man? But, hey. You know, then if you find out it's a man, then you have to admit your minds are playing tricks on you.
No. People, like they said, it's easier to fool a man than convince he's been fooled.
Yes. It's easier to fool a man than convince him he's been fooled, because these people have been fooled.
Oh, yeah. They've been fooled hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, that means the Rock ain't what he is, and Michelle isn't what she is. Bill and Hillary are not what they are, and then it goes on and on and on.
Oh, yeah. Also, here I'm sitting here looking right in front of me, side by side, two headlines. Men's college basketball head coach Mark Mitchell dies at 56. Right next to it, saxophonist Casey Benjamin dead at 45. When you look at both of those articles, it says no cause of death, and they died suddenly. But you can't speak the truth because you'll be censored.
You can't talk about no type of injections or nothing, no kind of things that have been happening. You know, hey, you'll be censored.
But here, think about this, and this really gets me. On YouTube, Facebook, at all, people, when they say the word drugs, they'll blank that out. If they say gun, they'll blank that out. If they say killed, they'll blank that out. They have got to the point where we now have a gigantic list of words you can't even say.
Well, Dan, don't feel bad. When a nigga can't call himself a nigga.
Herman, this is unreal, brother.
I'm keeping it 100. When you can't use the word nigga and it's been used against you for all these years, I ain't surprised about nothing. If I can be fine, I can be in the NFL and fined for me saying the word nigga. Ain't it something?
Ain't it something?
Now, that's turnabout being fair play right there for sure.
Well, think about this. When you and I started comedy, how many times we'd roll into a club and they'd give us a list of words we couldn't say?
Oh, man, you remember that?
I remember that. You can't say pussy. You can't say goddamn. You can't say fuck.
N-word.
And now Nickelodeon can use the word pussy and wussy.
Amazing.
You know, and their little Epstein Island splatter mark.
Yeah. And they got videos of those island boys, man. They got a video with sound effects from them island boys, man.
Yeah.
When somebody was popping one of them, you know, and it's so sad. I don't mean to put this out there, but it's making booty fart sounds and everything. And they're proud of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, it's the arc of history. We're in the social degenerate part. We're in that part of it. That's where the Roman orgies came about, the Roman bathhouses came about, all the sexual transmitted diseases started getting spread. It was the whole thing that was part of the end of an empire.
Yeah. Because butt cheeks are on the menu everywhere. And that's
it's really funny. I don't understand how giving up your booty hole got changed to success somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But it did.
Yeah. That's what it did. It sure did. It all of a sudden got changed to success.
Yeah. Because when I was younger, that was gigantically taboo. Now people out there advertising, oh, I eat booty. What? What?
It's crazy, man.
It's not about sexual liberation, folks. It's about having some kind of modicum of decency about yourself.
So,
like I said, I understand everybody goes through phases. I got it. When you're young, you're supposed to rebel. The way you rebel is do everything you're not supposed to do. I got it. But now the whole society has jumped on this wagon to where everybody's doing it, not just the young and dumb people.
Yeah. Everybody, nothing, everybody's stupid. When you got, okay, now the fact is like this. This is how they got you. Love me tender, love me sweet. Now you got people still Elvis fans at 90-something years old.
Yep.
Okay, now there's nothing wrong with being an Elvis fan, but you are something more than a hound dog, you know, crying all the time.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I
do. More than a hound dog crying all the time. You understand? So why are we into all of this? Why are people degrading themselves and putting themselves on a lower level of understanding? Period. You know,
because
all the songs.
It's that whole energy you create around you. That's what people, oh, that's mystical bullshit. No, it is not. It's not. You affect the world around you by your thoughts, period. There ain't no denying that. Did I lose you? Herman, you there?
No, you didn't lose me.
Okay, I wanted to make sure because you know how our show gets cut off when we start making points.
Yeah, then you lose somebody, man.
No, it's really funny because you lower your vibration, your world gets worse. If everybody's on a more positive vibration, the world gets better. As much as people don't want to admit it, think back. After the, you know, the 911 incident, I don't believe it happened the way they said it happened. But I do know this. We were more united as a country after that than we'd been in a long time. I know that much.
Yeah. Man, I'm just, man, it's amazing how people are not understanding what's going on, man, and we're sitting in the cloud.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you looked at that clip I sent you from James Gregory, where he said, sometimes you're cursed with the vision. And
mm-hmm.
he said it that way because once you get the vision, everything around you seems stupid.
Once you get the vision, everything around you, because you can see clearly now. I can see
yeah.
clearly now. The rain is gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a reason for it. It's going to be a bright. How's it going to be? It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day. Once you get
right.
through all the reasoning, listen to that song thoroughly.
Yes. You're going to go through some shit, and on the other side, sunshine.
Yeah.
And that's why your attitude about what's coming up is going to depend on where you end up in the because there's going to be something.
Oh, yeah.
There's
going
to
yeah.
be something. Because nobody wants to admit, if that New Madrid fault rips, Nashville's gone.
Ooh.
And they're going to suffer an earthquake. And their buildings weren't built to California earthquake specs. Their
mm-hmm.
buildings weren't built for, you know, the major stuff that California's built for. And when you're going to have, I think they said the original New Madrid fault quake was something like 9.8 or some ridiculous shit like that.
Wow.
So imagine that hitting under a city that is not prepared for it.
At all.
At all. And also, it'll sever almost every east-west bridge that exists. So this country will instantly divide it in two because it's going to
yeah.
take time to rebuild all them bridges.
It's going to take time to build all the bridges, but do they care?
That's the question. That's the real question. Because I don't think the government gives a toss, because in the end, they will be the ones with the bunkers and the shelters and all that stuff, and we will be the ones out here living in the wasteland.
Yeah.
All the rich people are building bunkers. Why?
Hiding from their lives.
That's right.
Does it be truthful? Are you building bunkers to actually go away from? Or maybe the truth will be revealed, and you need to be away from all these people that's gonna find out you've been lying.
Oh yeah. There's a mountain of stuff that we're being fed that ain't true, and it's all coming to light.
A ton of things, and nobody. And see, like I told you, man. Me being from Gary, Indiana, I already know that I'm living in a world of lies, okay? I'm just living in a world of lies. I know for a fact because I know that I'm seeing things happen that are coming to your area soon that I've already lived through.
Yeah.
I've seen these disasters. I've seen these failures. If you're from West Virginia, you've seen these things. You've seen what is to come already being from West Virginia.
Yep.
We've been through this already. We left where we're from to find refuge. Okay?
Exactly.
You know, we are not from another country, but from within this country, when you leave where you're from to go to another state, you're a refugee.
And see, it's funny because of the way this United States is organized, nobody thinks about that. Because I was watching this guy talking about not having a passport. He goes, and if you're in England, you don't have passport, you can't go anywhere. He goes, your limitations are small, because even though France and all that's right there, but you got to have a passport. He goes, the United States is bigger than England, France, and all that put together. And he goes, and we can travel freely amongst this border. He goes, we can travel more here than anybody can in Europe just by getting in our car and going.
Yeah, they don't realize how big this country is. If Texas separated from the United States, it'd be the eighth largest nation.
Right.
So here we go now. Here we go. How is this world round? And how are you covering all this space?
when the United States is one of the largest structures here.
Yeah.
If Texas is one, it would be the eighth largest country. If it would be separated from the United States, it would become the eighth largest country. Then the rest of this stuff is tiny, they're talking about around.
Yeah.
One of the other eight countries larger than Texas, and Texas compared to, oh my gosh, the United States is nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing. But it would be the eighth largest country if independent. That's crazy.
Well, see, that's what's funny when you look at it. And again, people instantly you start talking flat earth. People are like, oh, you're one of them idiots. You're one. No, you're the idiot because you won't even entertain it.
Yes. You are no person. I'll hear you explain your round theories. But when I begin to explain flat earth, you'll say, oh, man, that's just ridiculous. How is it I can hear you and you can't hear me?
Right. Because, they've been told that in school, yet they won't go look back at what they were told in the past in school, which was that the world was flat.
Yes. In 1958.
Yes. Back then, if you didn't believe the world was flat, you were the crazy person.
Thank you. You could not tell a person that the world was round. And the thing is, I'm starting to notice that it must have been in certain areas they didn't teach kids certain things because my father came up to that area. He thinks the world is round. So how is that? You came up during the era when they said it was flat, but yet you still think it's round. It wasn't even around. My daddy wasn't even around. My daddy 83 years old. There's no way in the heck he knew that the world was round. Impossible.
Well, see, my dad was that way, too. My dad
was
that way, too.
Teaching them. Yeah.
Your dad that's a curiosity. To think about that, I never thought of it that way, but it's true.
Yeah. Once your head is been screwed, what gets comes out of the screw-up point, you're able to think on your own and stop debating with people that just don't want you to say anything. This is what we're in a world of don't say anything. You're wrong, you're wrong. You can't live that damn way.
Yeah, you're totally listening to disprove, not listening to understand.
Yes. You're fighting like you own the rights to know what the world is flat around. It doesn't make no damn difference for anyone. We're having a discussion.
Right.
How are you so deep in a discussion of something you have no control of, period?
And you have only the proof that's given to you because you haven't experienced it.
Which ain't your experience. You're just a believer. And a believer means I don't know.
And then people go, well, how can they hide such a lot? It's easy. Basically, only about 700 people have been out in space, air quotes. So give them the life of Riley and give them the best of everything. Say, all you got to do is say this. Why not?
We've all been, if you've been on the plane, you've been out in space, okay? Period. Because there's no more space out there other than going higher in the same atmosphere. And then you come to the top of the chair and you go back down.
Well, see, I think the thing that really bothers them about the shell is that gives the Bible credence and all the writings that talk about it credence and all the writings that talk about it as a cyclical destruction pattern. And now they finally have to admit that there is another sun in our solar system. We are a binary system.
How do you believe in the Bible, believe in Jesus, and believe the world is round? How do you believe in the Bible, believe in Jesus, and believe that the world is round? Okay? How do you do that? That's a question because when you start talking about the Bible, right?
Yep.
That means that, okay, I'm going to just open this up for you right quick. Now, I'm going to go from the first verse to the seventh verse, okay, of the first chapter. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's one. Number two. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. That means water. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, okay? And God said, let there be light, and there was light in the water. That number four. And God saw the light, number four, in the water, that was good. And God divided the light in the water from the darkness in the water. Okay? Number five. And God called the day, the light in the day in the water, and the darkness he called night in the water. And the evening and the morning were first day in the water. Okay? And number six. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the water from the water. That means there's water above us and water below us.
Yeah.
And number seven, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. That's where we live right now. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day, and that's the first time it was in air. Every other conversation before you got to verse number eight was under, no, number seven was underwater. So if you go up, you're going to run back into water. If you go down, you're going to run back into water. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
So how in the world do you believe in a round earth and you believe in Jesus or anything? It's impossible.
It is.
You're in contradicting your own belief by the word to which I just read you, and I'm not a Bible thumper. I just know how to read.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't, you know, I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm not, hey, and this is what it is, and this is what I believe. No, this is what it says. And if you want to comprehend what it says, and you say you're a true believer, then a true believer would be leaving the senses of regular people and start believing to a point of understanding. Because you don't have to keep believing. If you understand the word of God, you don't have to believe. You got a book that you can read for instructions. So why are you 100 years later still talking about, I believe? Why don't you know nothing by now? You feel
what I'm saying? That's a lot of stuff people don't want to talk about.
Why don't you know something?
Right. Because it's easier to follow, and then when they're wrong, you can blame it on them, than to lead, and when you're wrong, you have to take the blame yourself.
Everybody, man. I did a comedy show, man. I'm going to still keep talking about this stuff. And I was talking about how people pay $250 million every Sunday. And I was like,
yep.
Easter, you might be spending $350 million.
Yeah.
Man, do you know them church members in there were so angry with me?
Oh,
now,
I know.
This is me. Now, these are church members in the nightclub. Now, this is another thing.
Yeah.
If you're a church member in the club listening to me, I ain't in your building.
Right.
Why are
you in my building?
You come bring your Jesus and stuff in the club. You talk about, I believe in Jesus, and you better understand. Let me get two more Hennessy's. And the word of God is, you getting towed up with your woman, and that might even be your real woman.
Yep.
You want to talk, and they want to talk to you about Jesus no matter what situation they're in. They're doing dead wrong. And want to talk about their religion. Hey, let me get a Hennessy, one for me and my bitch, my girl. And
that's the
and
truth.
You need somebody going to church tomorrow morning.
That's
Saturday in the nightclub, Sunday in the church.
Exactly.
Amazing.
That's amazing. Well, let me fire a quick break in here so we can get this done, and then it's after 1 o'clock. We just ripped through that.
Man,
but I'm gonna play some commercials. And then we'll come back. We got to end at 1:30 a day because I got to go meet some people in St. Augustine, Florida, is where we're heading to. Down here in the water, and it's 74 degrees here.
It's beautiful, huh?
Oh my goodness, it's a total change. It's total summer down here. Ain't no winter down here. This is total summer down here.
Well,
not
today,
fast.
We're at home today. You wouldn't be. Well, it's 70 degrees here right now too.
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be 80 later today.
That's supposed to be here, man. 80 degrees. That's crazy.
Summer's here. Summer's here.
Something's here.
All right. Well, we're gonna fire these commercials off, and then we will be All right, back for the end of the show.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop. Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the Mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6%.
You're paying more for everything.
All righty, we're back.
All right. Yes, sir.
But I'm going to tell you, the stuff that you're seeing happen right now, and this is the gift of sight. We have been talking about between the two of us for years.
Yes,
and
sir.
You brought it to me. And when you told me, I'm sitting there going, okay, boy, that sounds crazy. And then as when people are coming out, I'm going, Well, damn. It wasn't crazy after all.
Yeah. This is nuts.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
This is nuts. We never
in your
knew.
Face.
Yes. You knew men would be into a new world of attraction, but you didn't know it was going to go this far so fast.
No, it really, it's accelerated in the past 2 years since the Rona.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a whole campaign to just change everything.
It seemed like the vaccine brought out everything.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, all the stuff we're talking about with the vax is considered crazy now, but the stuff we talked about when it started is now considered accepted knowledge.
Yeah. We were people that almost be exiled by our system. Because why? They don't want to understand that we just know that there's something else going on. They'd rather tell us to kiss their butt and keep moving. No, man, we know there's something going on. I'm not just going to agree with you.
No, I'm not. Well, see, that's the funny thing. If you look at everything, like if you go clear back to when we decided to break from England, there wasn't a large percentage of America that agreed with that.
No.
There was a small, fervent group that believed in it, that caused it, while the rest were perfectly willing to go along to get along.
Because what special interests do they have in mind? You know, what is in it for them?
Oh, that's right. And they were handing them money. Stay with the king. We'll do this. Stay with the king. We'll do that. And then the funny thing is, after it was all said and done, we're still under the king, just in a different way.
Yeah. And people don't want to accept that. Listen, man, if we get together and just think about what's being said, we may come to a conclusion that can help us. If we don't, we're all going to end up being in the same position we've been in. Everybody making it individually, because somebody comes along again together, says stuff getting out of control, and then we come together again. That's what happens over and over again.
Yeah, it's a circle.
Continue.
It's like I said, the book, The Fourth Turning, laid it out for me in a way I can never forget now.
Yeah.
It sat there and they said, most people see time as linear when time in reality is circular.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody wants to hear that. Oh, we're better. No, we've got different things, but we aren't better. We're the same as we were, and we haven't learned from our past lessons. That's why we keep repeating them.
Okay. How do you know you're better when you don't know where you come from? What are you comparing your better to?
Better with things is what everybody compares themselves with. We got air conditioning. They didn't. We got this. They didn't. But that's not better. That's things. That's just, you have better things, but you're not necessarily better.
Okay. We took away the knowledge of how to build homes where we would not need AC, we would not need heat, and the temperature would be controlled according to the regulation of nature and the land. They took away that thinking so someone can control you and make you AC with Freon.
Which they could sell you electricity
and
that you would buy and you would have to work.
Yeah. So they're creating a financial system.
Whereas they don't want to go into a hot place and build a earthen home in the ground that doesn't need AC.
No, we can't do that because that makes no sense. Then what can we continue to make money off of? How can
and
we
it's
live
funny
because
I was saying that at the beginning of the show when I was talking about that 4 or 5 acres of Texas solar panels that were destroyed, and I sat there and I said, why do a gigantic panel field and then transmit it to a house when the solar panels should just be on the house?
Yes, but you got to pay, okay, you got to create a labor force and a reason to have to pay for something. And that's the beginning. And now the labor force has created a reason to pay. Now beyond that, the residual are what we did for you, what we did for you is now made what our nature does more convenient for you.
Well, you got to add on to that this, though. Once people, this happened to me, once our house got solar on it, our electric bill almost didn't exist. So when people sit there and go, why is my electric bill doesn't exist because I put solar panels, then they make that connection that with solar panels, I don't need electric from the outside. And then you go, I want to disconnect from the grid. And then they pass laws that prevent you from disconnecting from the grid because they can't make money on free energy. They can only make money on shit they can tax.
That's right. So what they are is they are the connection between you and your energy. Instead of you going straight to the conductor, they are the in between.
Yes. And they don't want you to know about zero point energy. They don't want to know that you can build these free generating machines. Oh, that's perpetual motion. That's bullshit. What's a gasoline motor?
Yes.
Because once you start it with the battery, you don't need the battery anymore. It will generate everything it needs
from your alternator that's on your car run by gasoline, so you need the battery to start it. That's what all these things need, the battery to spin it up, but once it spins up, it generates its own power.
But think about this. We only had electric cars at one time. The only reason why we have cars now to run on gas is because of petroleum companies. You don't need a gas. Just like what you said, you just need a source and you need an alternator to recharge the source. You don't need gasoline. That just explained it right then.
Yeah.
So all they did was take gasoline and put it into that system, and they had to add a distributor.
Yep.
Okay. For the gasoline versus the distributor for the conducting the electric, which cost a lot more to do so because you changed the whole system. We had a our cars ran on electric in the 1800s, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had a taxi service that would run on electric, and they'd come in and change the battery and go right back out.
So if it went like that before, they can go like this again. And that is what they don't want us to get back to. And we'll talk about this stuff over and over again until it drills in people's heads and minds to go look at for yourself.
Well, it's like I said, I have yet to figure out why an electric car manufacturer has not just put a wheel on the ground that spins a little generator. So while you're driving, you generate your own power.
And they already had that. Look it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. They don't want to. It's obvious. It's there. It's doable. But they have lied to us to the point where nobody believes that. They've told you that's perpetual motion. That's a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist. Everything they don't. That's why I tell people, conspiracy theory is simply a phrase used to keep you dumb. That's what it is.
They had women in fancy dresses in the 1800s riding electric scooters.
Yeah.
Electric scooters. People had, listen, they had this, in the 1800s, they had cell phones. They had cell phones, man. We went back to wires and shit. They had cell phones. We
That's like Tesla. Tesla was ahead of the zero point. Why do you think the government swept in there and took all of his research?
Man, people like Edsel, okay? You going to people like Edsel, okay? There's car manufacturers that had forever running tires, okay? And you had cars with gas mileage of 50 to 100 miles to the gallon. They cut all that out.
Yeah, because there's no profit in that.
There's no profit in tires that last for 10 years.
Right.
There's no profit in retreading tires and things of the sort. You know, that is crazy, man.
Well, see, if we had a, Ayn Rand said, if we had a pure free market, it would be the best thing ever. She's not wrong. But there is no pure free markets in the world because the government comes in there to clip money out. And they make all the regulations and rules because they don't want you bartering. They don't want you working with each other. They don't want you in communities that where you don't need the government, like the Amish community. Why do you think they're so desperate to collapse them? Because they are a little petri dish that everybody can look at and go, why aren't they getting the sudden infant death syndrome? Why aren't they suddenly dying as adults? Why don't they have all the neurological diseases? It's because they don't play in the world that we've been told is the safe world. They play in the real world, which is actually the safe world.
Because Amish are living in a land that they will not get up off of because they have information to things, to direct things that people don't understand. I mean, Amish had, look, man, the original people that were living here are where Amish live. Okay? So Amish have a lot of understanding towards original life and original civilization that was here. And Amish are living like the individuals that Columbus, quote-unquote, discovered. And the Amish decided to keep the ways of the people of the land at that time. Okay?
Yes.
Period. That's what happened. Now, the Amish is going to have to release the truth to let us know what's going on. Because Amish are not the original people from that.
Truth.
They are right there with a giant pyramid in Utah. They have a lot of information.
Oh, yeah. But just look at there's a Sphinx basically in the Grand Canyon, but it just doesn't have the head anymore.
If they would allow you through the Grand Canyon, this would make you understand that the world is flat. You walk through the Grand Canyon, you'll be in Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. How is that?
So they don't want to talk about the tunnels. They don't want to talk about everything they label conspiracy theory is just a way to shut the discussion down. Because then you're supposed to be afraid to talk about it. Because once you start talking about it, everybody goes, oh, you're one of them flat earthers. Well, how? Well, show me your proof. Don't, and by show me your proof, I don't mean show me a video that somebody showed you. Show me, prove it. Prove the earth around yourself because you cannot.
No. Mm-mm. You just have to believe them.
Right.
With anything that we say today, there's no, everything's about believe me. There's no facts that are needed. We're in a believing state.
Exactly. And if you talk outside of the beliefs, you're crazy.
Yeah. How, I mean, people study the Bible every day, right?
Yep.
And what are you, how are you studying the Bible and you're not coming to no conclusions that make sense?
Hey, Art Bell talked about this. In the Bible, there's talk of the Nephilim. There's talk of three rows of teeth and all this other shit. And when you look at the skeletons that they found that they can't hide, they match that description. They match the description in height. They match the description in teeth. So that lends credence to it being a history book, too. And there's a lot of ancient history in there that is right there for anybody to read, but because it's in a Bible, they can call it all mythology and then instantly shade your mind into not believing that you read what you read, like when you read the creation of Earth. And you talk about the firmament, yet all these people who go to church talk about the globe.
Most definitely, because that's... Dang. It's just puzzling, man, how we can say these things, put them out there, and when you get done, people are going to be just as confused today as they were yesterday.
Yeah.
Period. It's amazing how they do not even want to try to shift towards what we're saying in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Well, because that would mean that everything you thought when you were younger is wrong, and they don't want to admit they're wrong. Or
wouldn't
we're
it be
wrong.
Nice to start something new and fresh, though? If you've been wrong, wouldn't it be exciting, you would think, to find something new?
Well, that's because we accept the fact that you and I can be wrong.
Yeah.
We accept that fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why we're not afraid to talk about it and then be proved wrong, because there's no fault in questioning and being proved wrong. There's fault in blindly following and parroting wrong things. That's where the fault exists.
Now that's
exactly where the fault exists.
Yeah.
And the true dumb people will not think outside of the box. This is the box. We set it on the table for you. Now live in it. No, I want to live outside the box. Well, then you're crazy.
Yes. Yes. You know we're in a world where it's like we can just make any example of things, and you cannot be something you're not, period. That's what it is. But we live in a world where people are explaining you can be anything you want to be.
And then you can pretend to be anything you want to, and everybody else has to go along with your pretend.
Because that's what it is. You're pretending.
Yeah.
Man, and that means we're living in the world of children, because we're living in the world of make-believe.
Right. And the make-believe that's so put in your face that you won't even accept that it's not true, even though in your mind you know it's not true. In your mind you know that 12 men with box cutters didn't defeat the best air defense system on the planet Earth. There was active air defense at the Pentagon. There are missiles at the Pentagon. There are more cameras at the Pentagon that they can't show you a single
picture of a plane hitting the Pentagon, and a man who couldn't even fly a Cessna did a descending 360-degree turn at the outside limits of an aircraft performance that a trained pilot would be lucky to pull off, and came in inches off the ground and hit a building with air defense systems and created a hole that a whole plane couldn't fit through, yet it's vaporized is what you're told to explain why the plane doesn't exist. And two 40-ton airplane or 4-ton whatever made of titanium vaporized and disappeared, and you're just going to believe that.
Yeah, that's it. Because the key to that is, you know, is they have to make or create, something, you know, for you to believe in. Okay? Period. That's it.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah, because that's what they have to do. You know,
hey, don't forget, and you were in on this shit. We went in to Desert Storm to get weapons of mass destruction. How many were found, Herman?
None. Not one. And when we got there, we found out not only did they not have weapons of mass destruction, they had weapons, but they were not of mass destruction. They are mass production from America, selling them our old equipment to create an enemy for us to fight against.
Sadly true.
So it's impossible for you to lose a war against people who are fighting against you with inferior equipment that you created and gave them an opportunity to fight you with.
Yes, sir.
So I'm sitting there in Desert Storm. Forget about the propaganda. I'm telling you, Dan, I'm saying, listen, man, I watched us being shot at by tanks that said USA. And we were shooting back at tanks that said USA. The only way you can know the difference between the Mother Goose and two is the USA made.
Yep.
They didn't even have the equipment to paint the shit over. They were fighting us with our own equipment, man. I was there.
Exactly.
Their tanks say USA. Our tanks say USA. That was a man-made war.
Exactly. And there was so much profit in that.
And people would call me a liar if they want to. I sat there. I saw it. This is I saw it. I was sitting there watching them. And when we captured the first individuals, once the war was beginning to be over, we captured the first individuals in the war and it was over. These guys were not prepared to fight in the war. Now, this is a place of mass destruction. And we are capturing people with regular clothes on. They're supposed to be soldiers.
Yeah.
They had guns and stuff, but Saddam went into every house, quote unquote, and just drug whoever out. So, yeah, I mean, in our prison area where we were holding people in this little prison camp, we had individuals in tuxedos with dress shoes on. They had been tattered and beat up and stuff because they'd been out there in tuxedos the whole time. Another guy we took in, and he had on a shirt that said, I love Florida.
Well, see, this is, again, the whole discussion we've had 100 times, what you know versus what you taught. And the reason I believe you over what I've been taught is because I know you, and I know you would tell me the truth.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you the truth and not exaggerate things.
Right.
These are what happened. Let me give you the, bare facts, and I'm going to try to remember as much detail as possible. And I'm not trying to give you a super story. I'm trying to give you a story of substance.
Yeah.
You know?
With facts that are real and not made up.
Yes. Because we lost more people in the beginning of Desert Storm, Desert Shield, with Desert Storm, to friendly fire than our enemy did to us. Most of our deaths came from our own mistakes. Yeah.
And that's what's really funny. I think Pat Tillman was part of that. See, that's one of the things they said. They came back after the fact and said that, I think he might have been friendly fire.
Yes. I'm telling you, I have hands-on experience. I took care of the first soldiers on friendly fire. Yes, sir. I took care of the first one. We bombed our own tanks crossing the Kuwaiti border. And when they realized they had crossed the Kuwaiti border and they turned back, we targeted our own tanks and bombed them, relentlessly bombed them. Until they
realized, not allowed to say that.
Yeah. Until they realized that they were telling them, we're not the enemy, we're not the enemy. And then they ceased bombing. But by that time, man, they had destroyed, got their gun, two tanks. And the guys that were in there, two of them lived and two of them died. Two died there, and two died, and then one, two lived after, you know, they got out. But it was crazy. And they were, and the two that lived, man, they're living a mangled life. I mean, for real. I mean, the guy I took care of, I mean, Rodriguez lost the lower part of his left arm, the scapular muscle on the right side, and he's got his whole abdominal area is got diggum Gore-Tex grass with a skin graft. His whole abdominal area is Gore-Tex, and we had to take skin from three separate parts of his body to cover it. Yeah.
See, and that's the stuff you'll only hear firsthand. You'll never hear on the news.
Yeah, they'll never tell you that.
No.
It's too graphic and too real.
Well, I hate to do this, but I've got to get down the highway.
All right,
buddy. You know, we would talk for another half hour easily.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. We roll way down into the show again. But I had to watch time today because I got other people counting on me, and I don't want to be holding them up.
That's all good.
You know, and I'm going to be swimming with dolphins tomorrow morning. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm looking forward to that.
Swimming,
I am looking forward to that.
It's a weightlessness you're going to enjoy, man.
That's what I think. I love experiences like that. And I just think that it's going to be an incredible experience to be amongst animals like that. I love going out in nature. And it'll be a recharge because we'll be in the water recharging. We'll be recharging off of them. I've been doing a whole bunch of ground in the past couple of days because I got my shoes off and getting connected to the earth again. And you just feel so good after you do it. Recharge your system.
I think I'm going to do that today. I'm going to recharge my system, man. I'm going to take my shoes off and find me a park today and go walk in this park.
I think you would do yourself good to do that.
Yes, sir. It's one of those days, man. I want you all to have a good time today, man. And tell Allie, be safe. I want y'all to make it back. Don't talk to the dolphins. There's no communication between humans and dolphins. That's a federal offense.
Oh, man. Well, Herman, man, it's always good talking to you, man. I'm going to miss seeing you Wednesday night. I'm going to be missing part of that show. We had fun, but we'll be back together shortly, and I'll be back there next week.
Let's get it in, man, and until next Monday, you know, let's get it, man.
All right. So, as we always end the show, we're going to end it today. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.